This is Tuesday, December the 14th, 1988, approximately 10:45. Greetings, Commander.
Good morning, Prince. Hat on in light.
Thank you.
We've reactivated the circuitry. I want the ones at the end of the surveillance lines to hear what goes on here this morning. The Master has come. Jesus Isu Sananda. It's a lengthy dissertation. It is done in gracious honor of our brother Larry. It should tell you once a great deal about sequence of events. For we have told you once, as key players are brought into your space, it means something. There is time for all ones to come into their comfort, make their inner decisions. So there is time to finish our work, but we cannot dawdle at it. We must not tarry too long. I have written a message prior to Sananda's that I wish you would read, but it need not be on the paper itself, only on the tape itself.
All right.
So you might read it overly, and then I want it on tape. I want it checked.
Very good. We will pause, and I will read it.
For the tape, I will correct the date to Wednesday, December 14th, 1988.
Now, do you wish the message from Sananda read?
I would wish everyone quiet and ask the Master in.
Very good.
Out. Actually, do not ask the darkness to leave past your banister.
These are the messages that are shared with the Brotherhood. These are the messages that tell the Brotherhood how it will be. So be it.
I am the Christed One who does come forth to share with you of mine flock. I am that one who was known unto you as Isu of the Christed Ray of our Father's Source. Ye call my name Jesus, but it was not pronounced such in ancient Galilee. Make not error in thinking it is other that does come this day to this child, yours and mine sister, who pens of mine hand. Blessings, dear one, ours is such great friendship. Why do you be overwhelmed in your humanity at my presence of intent? Ours is a journey of oneness, singular of purpose. Yet ye set me aside from thee to be worshipped as some past idol of essence and frailty of man. I am that which is our Father's Son, as ye are. So there cannot be of separation, for I be but thy brother, thy elder brother, having grown in universal truth to the Christed state with you to fulfill the promises on this place of our Father, no more, none less. I am Lord Jesus, meaning bringer forth of the law unto this place, the way shower, sent forth from our Father that man creation might find his way back unto his source. He has strayed far and fallen mightily, for he listened not to the songs of the truth and lusted after the things of his baser nature. This base lust is a gift of destruction from our brother Ray of Darkness. This brother teacher of temptation of flesh, that ye might be sacrificed to darkness for the soul of the receiver. Have ye not been told that ye will be sorely tested? I have been granted this honor of the plague. the light that came forth and will come again, that ye might see of our Father's truth. I am the captain of the ship, the wagon master of this journey through, the bearer of the lamp to guide the steps, for so be it, it is done. The Father laid forth the law and decreed it to be thus, and having decreed it, so shall it come to pass. He who turns from me shall surely perish, for I am the way. I stand at the door, and except through me the throne, one, of light, shall any come into the Father's kingdom. It matters not by what name ye call of me, but our Father calls of me Sananda, one grown into the oneness of himself with self-fragments of that mighty I Am presence, Father God, Wakantanka. All, ye are the link of wholeness, the third anchor of the triune, the Holy Spirit made manifest on this plane. This is why the brethren on high from the cosmic realms will greet and take leave. Salut, salut, salut. Salute to the Father, the Son, and ye, the Holy Spirit. The whole united in oneness of that which is the source, the unbroken circle of infinity, the sacred circle of infinity, is my recognition unto the ancient of your brethren. So be it for the glory of God the Father. Only through the truth of the path of the one light, the road of red, shall ye enter in, for the darkness is not in even the tiniest flicker of light. The darkness shall be always cast out until he learns of his lessons. Man is twain, body, soul, the flesh tool of your experience is but a fleeting moment to house the temple of the Holy Spirit. Soul, not to move on with the whole of God, except as purified by the light of truth, the ultimate vibrational tonal frequency of God. When soul attains oneness with the frequency of the Father source, ye are oneness with, it cannot be other, for it is universal law. However, there is no perfection until the soul is one with. That is why I could say I was and am God, for I attained perfection within the frequency, balance in totality and one in harmony, unconditional love with discernment, not to be confused with judgment. Judgment is edict of self, Holy Spirit. Do ye arrive at my door with a lesson, score of perfection, or do ye perhaps need of learning again the lessons of the third grade? For at that moment there is only truth, naked before God, intent of your experience and how ye fulfilled of your purpose, no hidden lies, truth. At this point the Godhead is unbending. You either are of frequency perfection, or ye are not. No maybe, no ifs, is absolute. Father gives the children opportunity, thus the story in truth, by massive media. Then human entity may make an informed decision. Each will make the decision in separateness, for none can do for another. I did not die on the cross to save you from your justness, for I could not and cannot do it for thee. I can only show you of the way. Ye must each decide, so be it, for it be of the only way. I have come again to direct the course. Ye are mine physical tools in human form, volunteers to do of my physical manifestation. The bits and pieces are being brought into the gathering to weave of the final tapestry, the blueprint to make it through tribulation and into the radiance. Ye ones are destined to carry the banner and map the way upon that glorious creation of life as she is birthed anew into her radiant glory. Ye ones are blessed beyond all others. However, it is the difficult beyond the measuring the task at hand. But I stand unmovable at your door, and none of darkness shall prevail against ye of my crewmates, for I have spoken it. So it shall be, for I have spoken it thusly. Know it. But ye must walk every moment within my wings, every moment, for the brothers of darkness await eagerly every stumble and error. For ye ones are the end of their trail. Ye are the bearers of the lamp, and it is known throughout the kingdoms of the universe that which ye are. Ye are only yet to awaken to the totality of knowledge of thyselves. It had to come about in this manner, and it shall unfold in fullness, in proper order and sequence. So be it, and Selah. Ada Parikam, Solam Ha Solam. It is done. Ye are but as still sleeping babes, but ye must be of the first to see and know of that which comes. Ye shall be given understanding and truth as ye witness of the words of the timeless prophets. Yes, correction, ye shall be given the knowledge to understand and fully perceive, and then ye shall be given the strength to see your works to harvest. So be it, and Selah. Ye shall be given insight to know what is needed, what physical earthly products. Each shall take his portion and return those to the whole, portions which, when brought together, will complete the ability to pass through tribulation and hold forth the way and blueprint for the rebuilding. The darkness shall be removed from this place, and ye ones will then receive the grand gifts of knowledge from thy cosmic brethren. Ye shall move about the cosmos on the wings of the angels, for it is the earning of the graduation for ye who have volunteered to take up the cross and follow me. Ye who are so humble that ye do not yet see that ye already are bearing the cross, for ye are not yet of remembering of how it was and is. I can be the calming of the water, the stilling of the seas grown great against ye. I man the course and wheel. I stand at the helm. I shall decree of how this walk of mine upon your place shall be. I shall this time clean the darkness from your father's temple, and ye shall furnish of my swords, mats, brooms, and vacuum cleaner, mops, brooms, and vacuum cleaners for the task. So be it, and Selah. These words are for ye all, but special for mine brother Larry, who only of recently began to see of my lamp. He cautions lest he be led from me rather than to me, according to my olden teachings. Rest easy, friend, for I be he, that one of the golden radiance of our Father Source. This be one of my scribes, just as were those ones of that time of the scriptures. Look at the word itself, and ye can see this is the way the words are given to those who scribe. This time the story will be documented during the play and not afterwards. It is underway. It is happening all around you, documented by many ones. This will be my city. This is my scribe of ones within this vortex for instruction to come forth from these realms, that ye do not fall. And know, if ye do stumble and lose of thy balance, we shall pick ye up, heal of thy wounds, and hold ye closer, for ye are attached to myself as surely as your heart is attached within your human form. Ye are my hands, my human self. I shall care for ye as mine own. I love ye as myself, and I love that gift of perfection, which I am. Ponder of it, dear ones, for ye are falsely trained of your worth. I am humble in your service, but I revel in the perfection as that which I am. That which ye are, so be it, and Selah. I remind of ye that I have been called by many names of translation. Tis of no importance in the name, the label. I am the Christed ray of infinity, and I am thy brother. I wrap ye precious ones in my blessings of love, truth, and light. I am Sananda, the truth, the balance, and the harmony of totality. I am the lighted way, so be it, for it is done, as our Father has spoken. And Selah. Would there be further comment, Commander?
Tis I who comes.
Greetings.
The kitten always takes up her tongue. I am Isu. I am Light. I have spoken, so shall it be. But ye of my children will have of my attention. And I will respond to thine questions. For ye are growing. And I'm humble in thy presence. I am but your brother to travel this road. It's long and hard. The boulders have been strewn in your path. I will take them away. Know it. For you're in the service of the Father, just as I am. You are. Your way is hard, for you have chosen the way of hardness. Your burden is only different from that which I carried. But someone must bear the lamp. And it was decreed that in these final days, one would not have to walk alone, but hand in hand with brother. Back to fall. And you are not alone. And it shall come to be, as it was handed down through the generations past. From before the time of creation of this wondrous garden, provided by the Father for his most magnificent creation, so that man might experience and grow into the perfection for which he was birthed. And ye ones wonder when. Has no meaning. in the universe. But ye are coming to thine final days. We laugh in these realms as you toy with our presentation of imminent, for it means momentarily to thy minds, to me. It can be of 1,000 years. There is purpose in that presentation, for ye will not act for the moment, or cast aside for that which may not happen in what you perceive as imminent. For truth shall be your guide, not time. For ye shall be of me, or ye shall not, and time has no significance. It makes no difference in how the journey must be walked. What shall be, shall be, and ye one shall be awakened unto the truth of how it shall be. And when your minds and souls are ready to receive of it in fullness, ye shall be given it in full. Ye think thyself ready to receive of it. Nay. Nay, you are but babes. And still must be fed by the spoon. Ye know, but ye must come into the fullness of what ye are about. I will come to each and ask thee to pen for me. I want each of thee to pick up thy pen and scribe for me. For only thyself can perceive of my energy, for it is not yet time I come. I have come again, and I have walked your place in many forms since those days in Galilee. I have spent much time in the Peruvian mountains, Chichen Itza, in human form to be photographed, and man does not believe. Thy ones say, come, prove it to us. Nay, that is not proof, for ones say you lie. That is not the master. It was the master. If I came to stand
at the pulpit of the Crystal Cathedral in the presence of Dr. Schuller, where do you think I would be placed? Into prison as an impostor. For man is not ready to accept truth. He has to be shown as a babe in the woods the path. First, the desire to change. Something that lights the spark within his soul that says, could it be thus? And then another spoonful, maybe with a little more lumps in it, as his teeth grow into the ability to chew of the food. And your brethren will come so that there will be no doubt of your cosmic relations. Your elder brothers who have grown beyond the need to live as savages. Note, I did not say as animals. For the created animals upon your place are the creations of the Father in purity. And they are not given consciousness to discern. So they act in perfection. You act in debasement and call it acting as animals. You are animal. Therefore, you were created in the perfection of the animal. In the open naivety of the animal. And yet one's upon your place. Debase that very label. And it shall come to a stop. Man has debased and degraded that which is his mother creation. The very substance from which your bodies are formed. You are formed from the elements and the atmosphere, the wholeness of the mother creation, which is earth. And God breathed life into yourselves, the Creator. Honor your mother, Father God, for they are your source in oneness, wholeness, allowing you to experience upon the places of the other creations of the universe. And ye ones have come back in my service as my crew to rebuild. For my precious Larry, on August 17th of your year 1987, Earth was released from her prison of bondage. She no longer has to put up with the buffering of man. He will stand before God for his actions. She will be kind to you once. For she is at the rebirthing, and you will mop her brow and soothe her pain. Thing
and you will mop her brow and soothe her pain. And you will lead my flock back home. Ye were not as such chosen ones. Ye volunteered. Ye made a commitment to thy father. Some made that commitment to our father through myself. And ye were accepted. And many of the accepted ones who made that commitment have fallen by the way, corrupted by the darkness. For they could not face what they knew would be. It is easier to hide thy head in the sand bucket. Put out the light and crawl under thy bed to hide from it. No man shall hide from it. Ye may commit thy suicide and ye shall be back, for none shall escape of it. For the ones of light who hold to the truth, the journey will be glory. For the ones of light who hold to the truth, the journey will be. The vision is pitiful, but it will be. And none shall escape the separation. For it is decreed that it shall be thus. Our job is to carry the word in the most expeditious manner unto your fellow man of this world, for his days are short, and he has forgotten his way. And then it is done. Finished. There shall come that day that you call judgment. It will be the time of separation for the replacement of souls at the levels of their growth. Mine shall be gathered unto myself in safety, and then we shall come again upon this place to bring her into radiance and newness and beauty. And there shall be peace, and there shall be light, and the darkness will be pulled from this place, and she will take her place, her rightful place, on her throne in the order of the universe. And ye shall replenish this place with the children of God as intended. But we have a very earthly job to do.
It has been manifested thusly. It must be cleansed thusly. And he wants a human form created of earth. Ye must live of earth. The human form cannot live unattached to the needs of the human as earthly beings. Ye must have food. Ye must have protection against the elements that will be in Holocaust. Ye must have clothing. Ye must have tools with which to supply these things. And your soul must have truth. A place to go to receive of the word. The words must be put to paper. Not just these words, but those already brought forth. Ye must have papers and pens. Ye must have matches to light thy fires until such time as technology can be shared openly with thy ones on this place. It is hard to discern, for ye have been taught of so many ways. For man does not understand truth. Parts were hidden from you of today by those of yesterday. But the truth is there to be found in those very words scribed those thousands of years ago. And man wants to hide from them now the truth of them. Let's prove it to be untrue, and I don't have to face it. So you ones must face proving of the truth of it, for ye know it will be. It can be no other. I hold you. I hold you attached to myself. And I have patience to wait for your growth. For ye will grow. Man comes forth upon your density, blinded. Do ye think I could pick up of the axe or the hammer the day of my birth on your place? I was birthed of man and woman. I came as a human. It would not have been the same had I come as the light. I had to come as you, or I would have borne no truth at all. I had to experience as thee. I had to die as thee. persecuted for truth that man fears. There is no human pain like the pain in the soul for the acts that are perpetrated. I had no need to feel physical pain on your place. The pain of suffering comes from the soul in watching the degradation of perfection, the misuse of gifts that are your very essence of existence. But so be it, for it is experience. It is the method by which you learn and write your lessons, so that you might grow above such things and come again into your perfection in the kingdom of our Father. Oneness in the totality of the light. I am not a mind to fail. Know it. I shall not fail. Therefore, ye ones must know. Neither shall ye fail. The time is past. The decisions come more rapidly. There is not time for replacement and the training of the crew. You're stuck now with a crew that will gather unto the light of this vessel. No more, no less. Some are still pondering their direction. It will be shown them, and they will choose rapidly. Rapidly. It is over. The time of all the endless choices, the flailing back and forth to see if that is what you really wish to do. It has nothing to do with what you wish to do. It is a commitment you will keep or you will not. And I speak this here because it will go out to fall upon the ears and the hearts of other ones who will step over that threshold into my space. I stand at the door. And ye are invited aboard. But the ship is underway. It's going to be a harder swim for ye ones who have tarried too long in the greed and the physicalness, making up your minds. Ye did not learn well to clear your space of the dark brotherhood, who is also your brother Ray.
I have told you how to cleanse your receivers. And many toy with it, having risen in the ego above the need. A thousand times a day ye will be impacted. So a thousand times a day ye call me in to cleanse and check the locks on the door. For I shall not come unless ye call. For that is your choice. I do not force, I lead. And I lead side by side and sometimes behind you. For I am no higher than thyself. I have only been granted knowledge beyond your experience.
Sunanda, may I change the table?
I will pause, please.
Thank you.